This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. As the lying mainstream media is censoring all accurate news about the coronavirus and trying to pretend that it's a conspiracy theory, I mean, I've never seen the pathetic media so desperate where they had to just declare a pandemic to be a conspiracy theory. And just as a side note, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt myself, but you know, this is a genetically engineered biological warfare weapon that got loose and that has been deployed accidentally in a population. And now it's called a conspiracy theory. So I'm wondering, are nuclear weapons also a conspiracy theory according to these same, you know, censors and tech giants and establishment media? Are they now going to say that there was never any attack on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that nuclear weapons don't exist? Is that what they're going to say now? Are they going to become Holocaust deniers too and say there was never any Holocaust, that nothing ever happened over there in the Third Reich? You people are just making it up. You're trying to spread panic. So now I guess when they're weapons of mass destruction, the media is just going to say, no, that's a conspiracy theory. And anybody who talks about it is a fearmonger. So that's the new standard of the pathetic lying media, by the way. But we get media reports out of Taiwan. And as a result of this, we get some pretty amazing reports that the US media never sees. And some of these reports are just incredibly shocking. For example, one that I just got today from my staff in Taiwan who translated this, the report is that they found 5 people in China who have the coronavirus confirmed, and none of these people had ever visited the Wuhan region. None of them had ever eaten at a seafood market. They weren't chewing on bats, even though the official explanation is this came from bats. No, it didn't. You liars. Anyway, these 5 people, they all had coronavirus, and the authorities there were trying to figure out what these 5 people all had in common. And it turns out they had all taken a trip to another province far from Wuhan, and they had all gone to a fitness gym, and they had worked out at this same gym in the same couple of days. And so it turns out that the coronavirus was being spread in this gym in China. Now, immediately when you say that, right, in America, you say something like that today, you will be viciously attacked by the owners of the gymnasiums. All the fitness companies and the people who own the workout facilities and whatever, they will have lawyers attack you and send you letters, cease and desist, stop talking about gyms. Gyms are perfectly safe. There's no evidence of any coronavirus spread in any gym anywhere. Well, except there is, actually. It's been confirmed by the Chinese authorities, who are reluctant to talk about this at all, but yet even they confirmed this happened. But, you know, you'll see this total freak out from the gym industry. Now, I'm not saying that this is in gyms in the United States yet, but if a virus were to pick a favorite place to spread, as it's out of control and breaks containment, you can't think of a better place than really a gym, right? Because people are sweating and they're touching all the rails of all the different workout equipment. You know, they are involved in sharing, I guess, sweat, body fluids, whatever. You know, there's a lot of, I mean, this is why gyms have a sanitation schedule. This is why they clean so typically very well in United States gyms, because there's a lot of germs all over the gym. And I remember many years ago, the time I got really sick was from a gym. I caught something in the gym. That was the day, it was like over a decade ago, that was the day that I decided I'm no longer working out in a public gym because there are too many damn germs in these gyms. And it's not safe. Can't deal with it. But no doubt, these gyms are going to start freaking out over this podcast. And this is how you end up with like the Chamber of Commerce, which is a totally corrupt organization. But the Chamber of Commerce will run around and say, see, these fearmongers, these conspiracy theorists, they're spreading fear. They're going to hurt businesses. No one's going to go to the gym and work out anymore. People are going to cancel their memberships, they'll say. This is why we have to censor the fearmongers. You cannot talk about coronavirus spreading in the gym. Not even in China. See, they're going to hurt the economy, these fearmongers, these anti-vaxxers, these whistleblowers who are trying to warn people about the pandemic. They're going to hurt the economy. And we're already seeing that argument being made out there and calls for total censorship of any website or any voice or any channel. I mean, I've been banned literally everywhere. I was banned even before Alex Jones was banned, by the way, on all the major platforms, because I was talking about vaccines. And so if you talk about this virus, you're going to be banned. And the whole economic side of this comes out. Is, oh, you're going to hurt the economy. So think about the logic of these businesses and the pro-business sector that's calling for censorship. Their logic is, in their minds, it's better for people to go to the gym and get infected than for gyms to suffer any kind of economic loss. They don't want to see any economic loss. Doesn't matter who gets infected in their minds. And this is what you're going to see all across the economy. Or don't talk about the coronavirus, or people might not go to movie theaters, because movie theaters are places where people cough and spread, you know, airborne infections or what have you. You're going to have all these sectors of the business saying, well, don't talk about it. You might panic people. Of course, they were fine when the establishment was causing panic over the measles, because apparently you can cause total panic over the measles as long as you're pushing vaccines, even though measles almost never kills anyone. But this coronavirus has killed hundreds of people and infected tens of thousands of people. But we're told that it's not real now. We're told that it's imaginary. And you're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to spread fear because you might interfere with economies. Right. So let me get this straight. So the national economy is so fragile that Mike Adams talking about it on a podcast that's been banned everywhere is going to crash the national economy. Wow. I had no idea that I had that much power. That's amazing. So a banned voice can crash the economy? Even though Apple's worth $1 trillion and Google's worth $1 trillion, whatever, Amazon's worth $1 trillion, trillions of dollars of assets and all these amazing business people and all this high technology and all these amazing developments. And the economy is awesome and the stock market is awesome. But if we allow this one man to speak, the whole thing will come tumbling down. That's what you're being told. Have to ban this person. So, I mean, I suppose if you were a rational person, you would think that, gosh, a strong stock market, a strong economy, strong manufacturing, strong innovation could maybe withstand one voice that questions the establishment. But no. It cannot withstand one voice. And you know why? Because it's all bullshit, to quote President Trump. It's all built on lies. Apple's supply chain is disastrously dependent on China. Apple is going to crater. Tesla is going to crater. Elon Musk is a bullshit artist. Google is an extension of the deep state. They're going to suffer huge consequences from regulatory action spanning multiple countries. The stock market itself is largely bullshit. It's all overvalued, overbought. People are almost panicked to buy, to keep buying. Fear of missing out, FOMO, is what's ruling the decision-making among people. It's a faith-based market right now, and it can be shattered by a little pinprick. So yes, actually, one voice could crash the whole system because that's how fragile it is. One voice of reason, I should say, like the little child that says, hey, the emperor is wearing no clothes. And then the entire illusion is shattered across all the townspeople who say, yeah, the emperor is walking around naked. He doesn't have any clothes. It's all BS. That's the moment we've arrived at in our society today. And I'm the little kid saying, guess what? There is a coronavirus pandemic. Guess what? The global supply chain is going to crater. Guess what? China is going to have an economic collapse and possibly a political collapse or revolution, possibly stemming from this in the years ahead. And this is going to go global. None of us are safe at the moment, especially when most people are in a state of denial and have total lack of preparedness. So I'm the little kid telling the truth, it only takes one honest voice to bring down a massive system that's corrupt and it's built on fraud and lies. And that's why that system has to silence all the voices of reason. And there are many other voices of reason, like Chris Martinson from Peak Prosperity and Alex Jones on InfoWars. There's just so many voices of reason out there, people who are telling the truth, people who have the courage and the knowledge to tell the truth on this topic and many other topics. Like Francis Boyle, he was recently interviewed, told the truth that this is a biological weapon system, this coronavirus. It's a bioweapon. And it has been accidentally released in China. But it was designed and engineered to exterminate human beings. And that's what it's doing. It's doing what it was designed to do. But all these voices are censored. They're all silenced. And they're all attacked and smeared and discredited too, because the first thing they do is they have to make it so that no one will want to have anything to do with you. Oh, and by the way, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is subject to the exact same smears now that he's been going after the vaccine industry. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Bobby, as he's known by his friends, is a great man, a courageous man, telling the truth. And of course, he's being attacked and smeared and ridiculed and accused of everything, you know, crimes for talking about vaccines. It's just incredible. But you should know, to wrap this up, that the business sector is going to demand the total censorship because they can't have anybody saying that they don't want to go to a mall or go to a shopping center or go to a gym or go to a movie theater or whatever, because it's bad for business if people are afraid to go out. Well, what about protecting public health? Well, apparently that's not a priority for them. They don't care. They're more interested in protecting profits than protecting public health. So keep all this in mind as these events continue to unfold. Here I am, a voice telling you the truth with no profit motive. Doesn't earn me profits if people are saved from the virus. I'm here because I care about humanity, and I would hope that we would get out in front of this and take steps to stop it. But no, that's not allowed. That's called fear-mongering. That's a conspiracy theory if you think it's spreading, even though it's growing 20% per day, which is doubling it about twice a week, by the way. Do the freaking math. That's what I say. You know that old, I don't know, it's like a brain teaser or whatever, where the king has to pay a person one grain of corn, one kernel of corn on the first day, and then has to double it every day. You know, 2 grains on the second day and 4 grains on the third day and 8 grains on the fourth day and so on. And the king agrees to it because he doesn't do the math. By the time you get to day 30, it's more grains than the entire kingdom has, because now you're growing exponentially. That's what's happening with the coronavirus pandemic. It's growing exponentially. It's currently doubling twice a week. But people are stupid. They can't do the math for some reason. I don't know why. Math has always come easy for me, but I was always the head of my class in math. I aced the college entrance exams on math. I literally aced the math sections. It's kind of, a lot of people were really stunned that I just aced all the math without studying, by the way. But I've just been good at math. So I see the math. I understand exactly what's happening. And I know where this is going. And just like that king that's going to be shocked when he has to pay out more grains of corn or kernels of corn than his entire kingdom has, the American people and the media and the tech giants, they're all going to be shocked when their coworkers and friends and family members start dropping dead. When they've been saying this is no big deal, no one's in trouble, it's all fear-mongering, and then they start dropping dead, what are they going to say then? That it's a conspiracy theory? Are they going to pretend that no one's dying? Are they going to pretend that no one's sick? I don't know. I don't yet know how long they can pretend in their bubble, delusion, fake reality, but they've been living in that bubble for at least 3 years since the Trump election, 3+ years. So maybe they can live in that fake world even longer. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I guess when they die and they're buried, then their delusion collapses. But they won't be around to know that, will they? That's the sad part of all this. I'm trying to help those people too, while they are trying to get everybody killed. That's the media for you. That's the tech giants. the establishment, the WHO, the governments of the world, they want to maximize death. They are on board for the depopulation agenda. They want to see people killed all over the world. And that's exactly what they're going to get. Because nobody is preparing, you know, except the very few who are informed. In any case, if you want to stay informed and maybe not die from this, keep listening to my podcast and read my website, naturalnews.com. I'm going to get into more solutions in the days ahead, by the way. I think I've sufficiently raised the alarm for a lot of people. So let's talk about solutions. That's where I'm going in the near future. Check those articles at Natural News and listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.